Fed Group challenges traditional group risk model with first-of-its-kind benefit for SA. Walter van der Merwe, CEO of Fed Group Life. South Africa's employee benefits industry has become too comfortable with traditional definitions of disability that can leave workers in the country's productive economy financially exposed when serious injury, illness or disease permanently changes what they are able to do. In response to this need, Fed Group is first to market with the launch of its inability cover benefit, which heralds a new category of employee protection, developed specifically for South Africa and designed to address the gap between critical illness and conventional disability cover. The benefit is particularly relevant to mining, manufacturing, engineering, construction, security and agriculture sectors, where physical capability is often closely tied to earning capacity and where an injury, illness or disease can fundamentally alter a worker's economic prospects. Fed Group Life CEO Walter van der Merwe says the previous gap in the market stemmed from the structure of a mature group risk market, where there has historically been little commercial incentive to rethink products that continue to perform well for providers. The group benefits market is enormous, and the established model produces substantial recurring premium income. If a product is profitable and has worked for decades, why would an insurer rush to disrupt it? From a business perspective, that is understandable. But the danger is that the industry starts looking at the success of the product rather than the experience of the person claiming from it. We looked at what was happening at claims stage and could see a gap that traditional benefits were simply not addressing. The gap between illness and disability. The issue takes on greater significance, given that smaller and medium-sized businesses account for a substantial share of employment in parts of South Africa's productive economy. For example, Stats SA data shows that small and micro businesses provide more than half of employment in construction, while in food and beverages they account for around 60% of the labor force. These businesses are frequently the least able to absorb either the cost of expensive employee benefits or the operational impact of an employee who can no longer perform their original role. Fed Group's inability cover benefit has therefore been designed to operate differently. Rather than focusing primarily on occupation, it assesses defined permanent loss of function resulting from an accident, illness or disease. The benefit covers specified sensory losses involving sight, speech and hearing and physical functions including walking or climbing stairs, standing, sitting, lifting and carrying, and the use of an arm or hand. The product was developed over 12 months with Fed Group's reinsurer, drawing on an existing German concept but substantially redesigning it for South African conditions. The German version is an individual product, while Fed Group has developed inability cover specifically for the employee benefits environment and priced it around local income and workforce realities. Affordability is central to the strategy. Based on the scheme's model during development, Fed Group estimates that inability will be around 50% cheaper on average than capital disability cover, although pricing will vary between employer schemes. The benefit can also be paid over 6 months rather than exclusively as a single lump sum, creating a short-term financial bridge following a life-changing event. The human factor. Van der Merwe also points out the product was born from real claims rather than a theoretical search for a new insurance category. You can design insurance very neatly on an actuarial spreadsheet, but the product only becomes real when somebody claims. We saw people who had permanently lost physical functionality, whose working lives had materially changed, but who received nothing because they were not considered disabled. That is a very uncomfortable outcome. Inability asks a different question, not simply whether you can theoretically still work, but what permanent capability have you actually lost? The claims architecture has also been redesigned around accessibility. Traditional disability assessments can involve multiple specialist reports, adding both cost and delay. Inability uses standardized functional assessments that can, where appropriate, be completed by relevant healthcare professionals. Fed Group ultimately plans to digitize the process but has deliberately retained paper-based assessments at launch to avoid excluding employees who lack reliable digital access. Overall, the significance of the inability cover launch is that it introduces a new risk category into a benefits market that has largely been structured around death, critical illness and disability. For South Africa's real economy, where millions of livelihoods remain connected to what people are physically able to do, Fed Group believes the distinction between disability and inability is not semantic. It is an economic one. Ends. Author at Walter van der Merwe, Fed Group Life Plus posts BioShare on your socials.